here in Kansas City at the 2015 Animal Ag Alliance, and I'm standing here with the winners from Oklahoma State University and winners of the 2015 College Aggies Online competition that the Alliance puts on. I think it's in its sixth year, I believe. The two representatives here are, like I said, from Oklahoma State University. First of all, Kaylin, tell me a little bit about yourself and your background in agriculture.
My name is Kaylin Million, and I'm from Tahlequah, Oklahoma. I'm a junior at Oklahoma State University. I'm majoring in animal science and ag business. I grew up on a dairy farm in Tahlequah, and that's really where my agricultural interest started.
Well, Zach, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, my name is Zach Hollingsworth. I'm from Claremore, Oklahoma. I'm currently a junior at Oklahoma State, majoring in animal science and ag education as a double major. Through high school as an FFA, showed sheep, showed cattle. That's kind of where I got my start. And then I started dating a girl in high school whose family had a dairy. And in fact, a year ago we got married. And so after college, I'm going to go home and take that over. And she's currently in vet school, so she's going to do that, and I'm going to do the dairy.
Congratulations on your marriage, and good luck with the dairy industry, both of you. Tell me a little bit about the club organization that got you started in the College Aggies Online program.
Originally, Kaylin, last summer of 2014, attended the Dairy Consortium in New Mexico, and a sponsor there talked to her about the online competition. She brought it back. We seen what it was, thought it was going to be really big, kind of a pain. We're in college. But we also seen that if you win, you win $5,000. Now, I'm not that kind of lucky a person, so I thought, no, we're not going to win that. And we did it. In fact, after we got to looking at it, what we needed to do, we figured out that we honestly already do a lot of the events, so we kind of just had to put it in context, not put it down on paper, but type it in. And we had to add a few things, but really it was Kaylin's doing some bringing it back.
Well, let's take a step back and explain to our listeners what the College Aggies Online program or contest is all about. We talk about winning money. So you guys competed with collegiates across the country and won $5,000 towards your organization. So tell me what you did to earn that prize money and the purpose of it all.
Well, the College Aggies Online competition, what it's focused to do is to train us to engage with consumers and just people that aren't involved with agriculture. And so each week we were given assignments. It was kind of like homework assignments, but we participated in webinars with industry experts and just engaged what they taught us. We used that to turn back and engage with consumers, and each week we were judged and we received points, and then those points went to the overall total at the end. And so that's really what we did, and just what we learned through the competition we took back and we're still using today.
Well, I understand that you guys and others that competed had a huge online presence. It was not only organizing and facilitating events on your local campuses and in your local communities, but also making that presence and creating that engagement online. Tell me or give me a little bit of an example of some of the activities that you guys planned to win this honor.
One of the things that we did, the title of it was Meat Myths. And so what you did was, it was around Halloween, so we were supposed to hand out candy that did a meat miss. And about that same time, the College of Ag itself has an event on campus to promote the College of Ag. So we kind of used that and then did our own spin on it to do the assignment that was for the College Aggies.
We took cheese sticks instead of doing, like, candy. We done cheese sticks just to incorporate the dairy, and we did dairy facts, and we kind of did more dairy facts than scary meat myths, but it was the same concept. We just really wanted to let our college peers know that there's a lot of misconceptions and myths out there.
So tell me about some of the things that you learned and some of the challenges that you faced making yourselves vulnerable and putting yourselves out there to speak with your peers.
Myself personally, I'm not a big Twitter fan. I never have been. Facebook, Instagram, that stuff's fine, but Twitter just never really got into it. And I'd say the College Aggies is very Twitter-oriented, so I had to learn to use it, had to learn to like it. And they would have, what would you call the Twitter chats, and where these activists would just blast it in. And I'm just like, who are these people sitting behind the computer doing this? And it's crazy. So that is one thing I learned, is that it's not just people that are going to the CEOs or going to supermarkets or businesses advocating for their cause, which we all know isn't right and we're all against it, but they're on Twitter, social media in general. And one of the big things that they taught us was to act, don't react. So you're wanting to promote your cause, not degrade what they're doing. You just let them do what they want, because one, they're not going to listen to you, and you're just kind of wasting your time. But promote your cause from the beginning, and you'll do a lot better.
What do you feel is your guys' take-home message for your future by competing in this this contest?
I think it's really you get what you put into it. Definitely participate in the challenges that they give you, and you'll learn, even if you were doing those before, try to do better, trying to strengthen what you were already doing and improve, because you will get a lot out of it. And the industry experts that we worked with are incredible. You'll see them all over, and they've really taught us a lot. So I really think just you get what you put into it, and it's really a great opportunity.
I would agree with Kaylin. Yeah, you get what you put into it. And those industry experts that you work with for those 12 weeks, they're giving you advice all that whole 12 weeks. And then we were fortunate enough to come here, and you meet all of them, and they recognize your name, and they're like, oh, I can see, put a face to a name now. But they remember you, so that's pretty neat to see.
Once again, talking with Kaylin Million and Zach Hollingsworth from Oklahoma State University, and their team has won the first place in the College Aggies Online contest put on by the Animal Ag Alliance. $5,000 will go to the Oklahoma State Dairy Science Fund. I am Jamie Johansson here at the 2015 Animal Ag Alliance in Kansas City, Missouri.